I've been here before, and it's always a pleasure to be back. So today, I'd like to talk about how we like to figure out things for ourselves. And we do, don't we? We like to figure out our own way. We don't like being told what to do. We say, nobody tells me what to do. I'm doing it my way. You're welcome to start singing some Frank Sinatra, because he did it his way. But, you know, left to our own devices, we do all right sometimes. I mean, we do really do okay. We do all right. If we do things some of our own ways, we've got iPhones and microwaves, and soon we're going to have self-driving cars. So some of the things we do, you know, and we figure it out are pretty cool. Then there's some of the more personal things that we kind of do our own thing with, and that's things like how we choose where we're going to school or where we go to college, where we're going to live. You know, sometimes we make those decisions. Sometimes we also make our decisions about a particular relationship and choosing the perfect spouse. For us people that are married, and I would hope you would all say if you're married, you chose your perfect spouse. And left to our own devices, unfortunately, we can also get ourselves into a lot of trouble. We can make a big mess out of our lives if we count on ourselves and rely on our own wisdom. And if that case, when we're left to our own devices, we can get ourselves into some pretty big, bad situations, can't we? Like, there's wars, we get lost in wars, we find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sometimes there's divorce. Yes, us humans, we're really prone to muck things up when we're left to our own decisions and our own wisdom. We really make a mess when we leave things up to our own way and decide that we can do it our way. Too often our wisdom, our human wisdom, is not so wise. Sometimes we get lost, we lose our way, we're not on the right path, and we wander off and get ourselves into trouble. Well, we always need a better way. Is there a better way to live? Is there a better way to get direction and find our guidance? How are we going to live? It's like we need a personal GPS system for our own lives to get us where we're supposed to go, to give us some guidance, give us some help to get us to the place, not necessarily where we want, but where God wants us to be, because that is ultimately what we want. We want to be doing the things that God wants us to do and being at the places where God wants us to be. We need some God GPS, God's guidance provider system. While Abraham wanted a wife for his son, as we heard, he didn't want just any woman, no, not just anyone, but a particular woman from his own country. He didn't say specifically which woman, but it had to be from a certain country, and that was very specific. He makes this request, and he sends a faithful servant to go out to find a wife for Isaac. Now, this request that he makes doesn't come out of the blue. Abraham just didn't suddenly think and say, oop, I think I need to find a wife. He understood from previous encounters that he had had with God that this was what God wanted. God wanted him to send a servant out to find a particular wife for his son. Multiple times we know, we've heard in Abraham's life that he heard God calling him and giving him direction. He always listened carefully, and then he did what God said to do. He went to where God said he should go. God told him to go off into some foreign land. So Abraham followed where God was sending him and went to that foreign land. God told him he was going to have children in old age. Abraham watched God make that happen for him. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his own son, Isaac, and Abraham doesn't question it. He just goes and does what God has told him to do. He goes off. He goes up to the mountain. He's prepared to do exactly what he's been told, but Isaac is spared. Abraham never questions. There's no doubt about Abraham's faithfulness to his God. Abraham knew God intimately, and God knew Abraham intimately. They both had that kind of relationship. God's GPS requires an intimate, personal relationship with God. Well, we know that if you're having an intimate relationship, it takes time. It takes some time spent together. You know, once again, like married people. You know, people that are married, think back when you were getting to know your spouse. You knew him or her, but you didn't know them real well. But as time went by, you thought about them all the time. You just couldn't get your mind off them. You wanted to think about them all the time and spend all your time with them and do everything with them all the time. You wanted to know every last little thing about them. There was nothing you didn't want to know about them. Then hopefully after you were married, you got to know them intimately some more. Wink, wink, nod, nod. You got to know them. And that's to the point where maybe you could even finish each other's sentences because you knew what they were thinking. You knew what they were about to say. You knew what they were feeling at all the time. That's what God wants with each one of us. And we don't often think about a relationship with God that intimate. But that's what he wants. We want to stand so closely with God that we know what God is going to want us to do. And we know what God wants to do in the world. So we understand what God wants us to do to serve his purposes here on earth. That's the kind of relationship that Abraham had with God. And that's the kind of relationship that God always wants to have with each one of us. So when Abraham decided that he needed some guidance, he had to be in touch. He had to know and understand who God was and what God wanted. He had to know it in such an intimate way that he knew exactly what his destination was going to be. He had to know and understand fully where God was directing him. That's the way it still works for each one of us. If you spend time with God, if you spend that much time with Jesus, you now will begin to understand exactly what God's direction for you is. Your destination will be clear. You'll know what God's desires are for your life. While Abraham didn't have the luxury of a Bible like we do, he did not have that he could have. But we're blessed that we have that all the time. We have God's word with us no matter where we go or what we do. We have access. It's available every single minute of the day to us. So reading it, studying it, listening to where the word of God wants us to go, then we too know what our destination is. We know what our purpose is. We know what we are supposed to be doing. We have a route that we need to follow. And then at that point, we can rest assured that our path is on the path that God desires for us, so that we know that that will lead us to life, to blessings, to love, to peace. Even simpler, God's GPS will direct our everyday actions, including perhaps finding a spouse. While understanding what God desired for Isaac, Abraham then sends her off to go find this woman who is going to become Isaac's wife. The servant clarifies the request, making sure he understands completely what he's doing and what he's supposed to do and where he's supposed to go, what his destination is. And then he also asks about what to do if he can't find a woman that will go back with him who's willing to be Isaac's wife. He checks in. The servant trusts Abraham's request, and then he stops and he prays. And we know that God's GPS requires prayer. Even when we know God that intimately And we have gotten the destination and the address and exactly where we're supposed to go. Sometimes we have to do a double check to make sure that we got it right. Make sure that we've plugged in the right address. Make sure that we really know and understand what we are called to do. And that's because we know that we're only human. We make mistakes. Sometimes we misunderstand where we're going. Sometimes we don't quite get it right. Sometimes we also mix in our own desires and our own destinations into GPS. Somehow we managed to get our own needs and wants mixed in. In any case, that's the time where you pray so that you clarify your actions, you clarify where you're going, and ensure that you are really following God's direction and not getting your own in there. Sometimes we need to recheck to make sure we're going in the right direction. If we are lost, then we can ask God to point us back and recalculate our steps to get us back where we're supposed to be. Even Jesus had to do that. Even Jesus needed to stop and pray for assurance of his own purpose and his destination. On the night before he died on the cross, he stopped and he prayed. He said, "Lord, if you want me to do this, I will do this, even though I may not want to." Christ always continued to seek God's guidance and his direction, even though Jesus completely understood where he was going and what he was meant to do. So it's okay to stop and reconfirm so that you can trust you are on the right route. Well, maybe you've probably heard a story about people that followed, they plug in destination in their GPS and they follow it, and the GPS sends them to a road that goes off a cliff. The driver hadn't been paying attention to where he was actually going, would have been over the cliff and off. Well, the good news is that God's GPS never does that to us. God never will do that to you. When you find yourselves in that direction where it seems like you're heading off the cliff, that's when we haven't been paying attention. And as we haven't been paying attention to where we're going, so that prayer pulling us back, making sure that we are indeed following God's GPS and not our own. Well, like the servant, and I find this interesting, the servant, he prayed that his journey would be successful. God loves it when we hold him to his word. He loves it when we say, "God, you've promised this. I'm going to wait and I'm going to do what it takes and I want to see this. You promise and I will trust." Confidence in our journey places our trust in God's ways and not our own. Well, having checked his request and see where his destination was, and he stopped to make sure that he really knew what God's purpose was, what God and what Abraham was calling him to do, the servant just continued on. And then he saw Rebecca at the well. And when he saw her, he watched as God's direction seemed to be working. He had asked, and it looked like things were all falling into place. While he trusted that his destination was true, he then stopped. And the last line of the passage from Genesis says, he stopped and he watched. And he sat back to see God complete the journey. He didn't try to redirect it. He didn't try to change it on the way. He just followed the directions and then he watched God act. He watched as God make his trip successful. If it hadn't been, that would have been okay because he had a plan B. There was an alternate plan, you know, no wife for Isaac. But he sat and he watched and he waited. And the servant hadn't waited for God. It would have been like he got the directions, he went to the right place, and then he stopped looking, and then he started doing his own thing. He would have never seen God at work. if he hadn't stopped and watched. He couldn't have been delighted and excited to see that he had accomplished his task. He saw by waiting and watching that God's plan for Abraham, Isaac, and Rebekah was all falling into place. In all of this, he just said, I'm going to let God be God. So God's GPS requires patience and watchfulness. But again, we're only human and we don't really like to wait, do we? We don't like to wait. Not in this world where it's give it to me now. I want it now. I'm not going to wait for anything. We want to see results now, not later. Immediately, as soon as we do it. Can't wait. We can't wait for our coffee, so we have those Keurig machines. We can't shop for groceries ourselves. Somebody else is going to bring them to you. And I don't want to have to wait till tomorrow to get what I ordered from Amazon today. I want it now. Waiting means that we're wasting our time. We wouldn't want that. We don't want to sit around and do nothing. We want to be getting our stuff and getting out there and doing. But sometimes God takes us to where we're supposed to be, and then nothing seems to happen. We don't get what we want right now. We don't get it immediately. That's when we start to give up, and we think we're just going to move on to what our next destination is. We get lost again. We lose our sight of where we were going. We lose where we were supposed to be. Sometimes we also decide that maybe God's destination wasn't right for us, and maybe it was too hard a trip. We just couldn't wait. We tell ourselves, well, nothing seems to be happening right away, so I'm just going to get out and go do something on my own to make sure that it happens. We know that that doesn't usually end too well when we left it to ourselves to decide to finish what we've been called to do. Sometimes the answer is just to simply sit and wait. And wait and watch. Trust God will finish the route. Trust the God that we have been following the destinations correctly and the direction accurately. Trust that God is going to do what God says God's going to do. Well, like the servant in Abraham, God's GPS takes us on amazing journeys. It takes us all over the place. You might find a wife or a husband, new job, a new ministry, when you let God give you the direction. It may take you to the right words at the right time to say to a friend who is hurting. It might carry you off to a completely different place, a different land. Or it may simply take you to a place close to home where you have the opportunity to share Christ's love. We don't have to look really far to see places that God wants us to go. We have been blessed that we have God's GPS, his guidance provider system in the life of Jesus. His teachings, Jesus' teachings, give us a way to have abundant life. By doing the things that Jesus did, that guides us into how to share Christ's love, how to share that love with others. Doing the things that Jesus did guides us in living a life, our daily life, things that we do every day. It shows us the way so that we will never be lost. So check your own GPS this morning. Whose are you following? Which one? Are you following your own, the one that can take you to worry and stress and trouble? Or are you following God's, the one that will always bring life? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, guide us in all our ways. Direct our actions to do your will, not ours, and to live our lives as Jesus did, doing your work. Loving our neighbors, and giving you all the glory. Amen.